Well, God bless you. God bless you to each of you, the MasterCall family. We greet you with the warmest kingdom greetings here on this mighty, mighty Monday morning. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside here in Inglewood, California, along with my son, Kalon Williams, and we are glad to be in the house this morning. And I thank God for his provision. I thank him for watching over us. I thank him for the angels that took charge over our cars and wherever we went this weekend that we were able to get journey to the Master's Call. And for each voice out there that announced your name and even for those who didn't, we welcome you to the Master's Call. See, this call started on October the 25th, 2010, by our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts from Colorado Springs, Colorado, and as she's traveling in the Bahamas on water, we just pray that God will continue to be with her and bless her. And our other founder of the call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who hails from Dallas, Texas, who is probably coming to us this morning by way of Prairie View, Texas. And we thank God for these mighty women of God that when he went to them and he planted a seed in them, he gave them a vision, and that was to start the Master's Call. And they said yes when he said okay, and he said okay. And look where we have gone to this day. This call has been blessed, anointed, and appointed in a mighty way. And it's wonderful to wake up in the morning with believers all around the United States. See, the purpose of this call, the mission statement that he gave them, was to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And I'm telling you, lives have been changed on the Master's Call. People have accepted God due to the Master's Call. And I'm telling you, God showing up and showing out. And we thank God for his presence. We thank God for his power and his provision. Because, see, here on the Master's Call, it is truly all about the Master. So we welcome each of you to the Master's Call. And the scripture reference that this call stands on can be found in Psalms 88:13, which reads, "But to you in the morning, my prayer comes before you." See, we take our prayers up to God first. And the Bible says to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto us. So when we put God as the priority, everything else works out. So we bless God for each of you who have dialed into this number this morning. If you're interested in going back to any of the messages that have been archived from the Master's Call since its very beginning, then I invite you to use our web address, which is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Once again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And if you would like to send us an email, if this call has blessed you, if you just have something that you want to get off your chest and something, you know, you want to just say, then we invite you to use our email address, which is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Once again, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And see, the vehicle that brought us all together is none other than Artist International. Artist International is a Christian health and wellness business that started back in Mexico by the Diaz de Leon family, and currently our corporate office is in Henderson, Nevada. And we are blessing and changing lives all over the world with our reshaping products, our nutritional products, our facial products, and our clean green products, as well as our coffee. And I invite you to find out from the person who invited you to this call truly what Artist International is all about. And if you are an Artist International distributor on this line, I should not have to tell you, but check in your back office and see where we're going for the month of December. And to everyone who successfully closed out the month of November, we congratulate you. Those who have taken their business to another rank, another level, congratulations to you as well. And those of you who just had your idolship in, I say congratulations to you as well. So just keep on doing what you need to do for your business to make it the best thing for you and your family. At this time, I would like to ask Minister Willa if she would come to the line and open us up in a word of prayer. Minister Willa, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can, loud and clear.
Praise God. Psalm 99, verse 3, 5, 8, and 9 says, let them praise your great and awesome name. He is holy. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. He is holy. You were the God who forgives. Though you took vengeance on their deeds, exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. Father, we thank and praise you. We exalt you. We lift your name on high. We praise you in the spirit of holiness. We praise you in the spirit of righteousness. We thank you, O Lord, for this opportunity to sit at your feet, to hear the word of God, to get our instructions for us today. We praise you, O God, for ears to hear your word, and not only to hear your word, but to be doers of your word. So, Lord, this morning, we just honor you. We worship you. We glorify your name. We ask you, Lord, to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness and help us to be like you in everything we do. In our hearts, transform them, O Lord. We thank you, O God, for the founders of this master's call, Dr. P.K. Robinson, Dr. Vanessa. Father, we thank and praise you for giving Dr. P.K. Robinson an opportunity to get away with you, O Lord, and with friends and fellowship, O Lord. Keep them, O God, on the ship. Keep them in all of their ways. But we thank you for Dr. Vanessa, Lord, for her faithfulness to this call, that we have a platform each and every Monday through Friday morning to come and share and be enriched. We thank and praise you, O God, for the founders of the reason why we are even here together, the Artists International. Continue to order their footsteps, O God. We thank and praise you for each and every prayer partner, each and every host of the call, each and every person who has taken time to hear what thus says the Lord this morning, to sit at your feet. Now we thank you, Lord, for the speaker. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa, for the word that she will bring this morning that is unhindered, unchecked by any outside force. First, we thank you, O God, for giving us a word that we need to hear. Now, Lord, as we hear the word, as we take it in, as we digest it, O God, that we not only digest it, but then regurgitate it and share it with someone else that they might be blessed. Father, we just thank you. We thank you for ordering our day. Now, Lord, we thank you for a clear transmission of this call, that not an interference or a hindrance will take place. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Back to you, Tiffany.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Willa, for clearing the airways and the byways and the heavens for what thus says the Lord to go forth this morning. Thank you very much, my sister. So at this time, it's time for the message this morning, and it is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to bring to you this morning a founder of the Master's Call who hails from that big state of Texas, by way of Dallas and sometimes by way of Prairie View. But that voice that we hear on Mondays, and as a matter of fact, we were really, really, we had a special treat from her on Friday when she came in. And one thing I could say about her is the Bible says to be ready in and out at all times and all seasons. And I'm telling you, this woman right here, she is ready at all times. And we don't realize what she carries in her hand, but she carries a lot. You know, as a matter of fact, she's down there in Prairie View last week taking care of her parents. And I'm telling you, that is such a blessing for our daughter to be able to come in and care for her parents who are in their 80s and be a blessing to their lives and, you know, allow them to have peace and enjoy the place that they are in. And I thank God for her because she's not only a daughter, but she's a sister. She is a friend. She is a prophet. She is a pastor. She is an Artist International distributor. And one thing I can tell you, she is on the move for God and on the move to build his kingdom in a realistic way, in a prophetical way, in a practical way. And when I tell you she breaks up the acronyms and the word of God, she does it in a mighty, mighty way. So I thank God for her. I thank God that we are part of her life on the Master's Call and that we get to share along with her life and her journey each and every week here. So it is an honor to move myself out of the way and bring to the floor at this time none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon at this time. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, my beloved Tiffany, for that beautiful introduction. And I'm just an humble servant of God, just honored to be part of the family of God. And I'm excited about the word. It may finish today, and we might have a little series. I had them laughing yesterday as we ministered. I think I preached my own self happy, because when you get the right attitude of gratitude, the Spirit of the Lord comes in. So we're going to share today, and if we don't finish today, we'll definitely continue on with the series of Every Day Give Thanks During This Season and Always Be Grateful. Every day give thanks during this season, be grateful. And how do we do that? By keeping an attitude of gratitude. We always talk about that, but it is so important, especially now when people all over the world are acting a little kinder, being a little nicer. They don't even understand how this spirit of being thankful has been released even in greater measures in our heart. Every day, give thanks in all situations, in all circumstances. You be an attitude adjuster, an atmosphere aligner, where you let the Spirit of the Lord ooze out of us and shift the atmosphere so that God rules and reigns in our lives. Our text scripture for our teaching this morning can be found in 1 Timothy 1, verses 12 through 17. 1 Timothy 1, verses 12 through 17. I always like to give a little background, because sometimes when we read scriptures, we don't get the whole counsel of the matter and understand what was going on at the time of this writing. Paul himself was incarcerated. I just finished his second missionary journeys, where he went out three different times planting churches all around the known world at that time. And he had been mentoring a protege with Timothy, a young man who had been with him, who at a young age was thrust into pastoring. Scholars agree he couldn't have been more than 18 to maybe 21 years old, and was leading a people who were birthing this new thing called Christianity. And there was fierce opposition to what was being planted. You know, darkness hates light. Don't ever confuse yourself. Darkness and light, they're not running partners at all. And when the light of the gospel was being spread, and when persecution was persisting to tell people in everything give thanks, keeping an attitude of gratitude. See, some of us lose our joy when folks take our seat in church. Some of us lose our joy when we think someone cut in line in front of us at the grocery store. But see, we had folks who were saying they loved Jesus one Sunday and were missing the next Sunday because they were being sacrificed and killed because they called on the name of Jesus. And Paul was being reflective in this verse, helping us understand how it doesn't matter where you came from. All of us have a past. All of us have a little Halloween in our closet, a few skeletons that we pray stay under the blood of Jesus. If you have the right attitude and a heart open, God can use you. That verse 12 through 17 in 1 Timothy 1 reads in the NIV, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considered me trustworthy, appointing me to his service, even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man. I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. Remember, he was Saul before he became Paul, with a sincere heart and a wrong zeal. Remember, he was getting edicts and getting permission to go and crucify Christians. The road to Damascus was him on his way to even kill more Christians. And, you know, a lot of times we have zeal with no direction, and he was in an era, and he was saying, God even touched someone like me. Verse 14, the grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. Remember, we always say Jesus Christ came, he was born to die. Verse 16, but for that very reason, I was shown mercy so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example for those who would believe in him and receive eternal life. Verse 17, now to the King eternal, immortal, invincible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Every day give thanks during this season and always be grateful. Keep an attitude of gratitude. You know, I love acronyms, and the Lord dropped this one into me a couple of years ago, and I love to use it for thanks. Thanks means thankful, hopeful attitude and a nice, kind spirit. T-H-A-N-K-S, thankful, hopeful attitude, nice, kind spirit. When we're thinking about having the right attitude of gratitude, let's start with that T in thanks, to give thanks in all things, all things. That's when Romans 8 talks about all things work together for the good, but there's a qualifier to them that love the Lord, the called according to his purpose. You mean just for anybody, there's a qualifier when we say all things work together. It's for those who love the Lord and we who choose to be called according to his purpose, his ministers in the marketplace. See, we got a T, trust God whether you like it or not. A lot of things fall in our life. A lot of things fall on our plate. But whether we understand it or not, decide to believe today what the word says. And we know in Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. See, praise in God will lead to a triumphant, that spirit that allows you to soar to an altitude of gratitude over the enemy. And I do it my personal prayer time every morning. I quote this warfare scripture from Colossians 2, verse 15. And in that 15th verse of Colossians 2, Paul was writing to the church of Colossae, and he said, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. That verse is talking about whenever one nation defeated another nation, they would always capture the king. And most of our writings show they would usually gouge their eyes out, and they would bring them back to their home city. And they have like a parade, and they'd make them, who are used to being rode in a chariot and all the accolades, they'd make them walk, and they'd have a rope or a chain around them, and they'd have to walk behind, meaning just public degradation and embarrassment. And what God is saying, those holy haters, those folks who are always out to get you, you step out of the way, because our God, he will spoil, he will defeat every principality and power, and he will expose them, and you and I will triumph over them. That's enough to get a shout out right there, where we will experience the victory, the Jehovah Nissi of our banner, as we keep an attitude of gratitude. In other words, keep your joy. See, we have a great tool in Artists International, an opportunity we should be grateful for. See, we should be thankful for a vehicle. It's a bridge which helps change our looks, change our lives, change our financial future and legacy. Every day, give thanks. Every day, be grateful. Keep an attitude of gratitude. A thankful, hopeful attitude, nice, kind spirit. The H in thanks. Be holy. That's not a four-letter cuss word. Be holy, and another good four-letter word, pure. What? In our actions and our attitudes. We must be Not we should be. We must choose every day to be living epistles and live holy lifestyles, which always point people back to Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1, verse 16. See, I think it's funny because in Peter, we know Peter was the cussing fisherman. You know, some of us don't catch it, but all through the scriptures, it lets you know, you know, most fishermen and people in different lifestyles, they do have potty mouths. Well, God took him and elevated him to where he was the profound speaker at Pentecost, and he was reformed and changed, and he writes and tells us in 1 Peter 1:16, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. That doesn't mean just no makeup, no pants, but it means an attitude of to do the right thing in our heart, to walk with a Jehovah Tiskanu in a right relationship with Jesus Christ. Well, what does that really look like, Dr. Vanessa? It's being pure in your motives, having a clean heart, having honest and honorable intentions. See, all of us have a past, as I said earlier. And had it not been for the mercy and the grace of God. See, that verse 13 and 14, Paul was having a little flashback. Even though I was once a blasphemer and a prosecutor and a violent man, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. See, all of us, some of us were truly hustlers, liars, just in the all kinds of degradation and bad lifestyles. And it wasn't from ignorance for some of us. Some of us knew better and just didn't do better. But all, verse 14, the grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. I thank God. I say it all the time, nothing but the righteous prayers of a praying mother and father and my grandmother Minnie kept me when I was out there being young and foolish. You know, I tell people all the time because I want to make sure they understand all of us have a past, that if you didn't enjoy college, if you didn't party, baby, when I was in Spelman, I partied for you, for me, for everybody. I was probably one of them scary ones that went to class and drank like a fish and still got out of school and, you know, polished and professional, but was out there. And thank God for the hedge of protection and the prayers of a mother, and even being there when I took risks when I got older and it didn't work out. See, praise God for those assigned to pray for us in spite of ourselves. See, some of us get all cleaned up, washed up, and fixed up, and we walk in church, but we a mess. We just a cleaned up mess. And there's some prayers that keep us in a process as we're being purified and perfected. All God say amen or oh me this morning. Ah, during this season and always, every day give thanks. Every day be grateful. Keep an attitude of gratitude, thankful, hopeful attitude, and a nice, kind spirit. I know we're not going to finish this today, but let's go on and get the A on in. For the A in thanks, be available to be used by Christ. Be available. Stop being a 007 secret agent saint. Well, don't nobody know you're really saved at work because you're telling the jokes. Are you listening to the dirty jokes? Are you involved in situations and relationships that do not honor God? Be available to be his yielded, pure, clean vessel and be his ambassador. What's an ambassador? His spokesperson. Many people will never darken the door of a church, even in this festive season as we go toward the reason for the season, which is celebrating the birthday of Jesus Christ. We have to be his minister in the marketplace. What does that really mean? It means be his mouthpiece. Open up your mouth and decree and declare the goodness of our Lord and Savior. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20, and that 20th verse of 2 Corinthians 5, now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Some of us are literally the answers to some mother's prayer. God has ordered our footsteps and is ordering our steps each and every day where we'll be those laborers going across some loved ones pass, that ambassador with the anointing on our lives to destroy the yoke. Proverbs 13:17, the wisdom book. Proverbs 13, that 17th verse says, a wicked messenger faileth into mischief, but a faithful ambassador is health. See, when you're doing the right thing, God orders your steps, and you'll be that faithful ambassador, healthy and whole. But a wicked messenger, you know them saints always come with some mess, some gossip, some, ooh, child, girl, did you hear? Nothing glorifying God. See, they will fall into the very trap they set with their own mouth. As we give thanks for the many blessings God has given us, choose to be this morning God's hands extended, looking for the opportunities to serve. What we take allows us to live, but what we give is what determines our quality of life. Let me say that one more time in closing. What we take allows us to live, but what we give determines our quality of life, because we're planting seeds that will bring back a harvest. Well, I'm going to stop there and remind us during this season, but always, every day, give thanks. Every day, be grateful. Keep an attitude of gratitude, thankful, hopeful attitude. It's just nice to be nice and a kind spirit. And we'll finish the rest of it next Monday. And we seal this in your hearts and your mind. Notify your face this morning. Put a smile on. It takes more muscles to frown than it does to smile. Have a countenance that says, I love the Lord, and I am his light. I am his mouthpiece. I am his minister in the marketplace. Back to you, Evangelist Tiffany.
Wow, what a powerful, on-time, anointed, and prophetic word from the Lord this morning. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for that powerful word. Every day, give thanks during the season by being grateful. Keep an attitude of gratitude. If that did not pull on your coattail this morning, then I'm telling you, you go back and hear what she says. There were so many powerful points in that message. Thankful, hopeful attitude, nice, and a kind spirit. So powerful. So once again, this is a series that she is just starting. Stay tuned for part two to come. God bless you. And at this time, I'm not sure if Minister Robin is on the line with us this morning, but if Robin is not there, I would like to call on Minister Kathy and ask her if she would come and to close us out in prayer at this time. Minister Robin or Minister Kathy, if you would come at this time.
I saw Kathy earlier. I see Minister Candy. Minister
okay.
Candy, will you please go on and close this out?
Minister Candy, are you there? She's there. I just unmuted her.
Well, Minister Tiffany, go on and please close this out.
Okay. Father God, we thank you so much for your word. We thank you for the woman of God, and as she, you gave, planted a message in her, thank you that she was able to share that with us today, that our lives will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced, that we would receive correction, that we will walk in a godly way, more like you, O Lord. So we thank you that we know whatever situation and circumstance that we are in, to be thankful and have an attitude of gratitude. So we thank you, Lord, for this morning, for the opportunity to wake up in the land of the living. I pray that your will be manifest in each life that is represented on this line today. I pray that as we go out and into the world to be ministers in the marketplace, that you would give us the strength, the ability, and endurance to do things that you would have us to do. Lord, we ask that you would increase in us as we decrease, that your will be done in our lives, that this no longer will be about us and what we want to do, but this will be about serving you and serving your kingdom and building your kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. For each and every prayer request, Lord, we have already spoken them out, and we speak them out in our quiet time, Lord, but we ask that your will be done right now in the name of Jesus. For all those prayer requests that have been unspoken, Lord, you hear our hearts. You know our hearts, God. So I ask that you would just manifest right now. We decree and declare these things to be so in the name of Jesus. Amen. So once again, you have dialed into the Master's Call, and it has been a privilege and pleasure for us to come to you this morning. And I thank Minister Willa for opening us up in prayer, and I thank Dr. Vanessa for that on-time word. We invite you to come back to this line tomorrow, and as you go out your door today, remember to be that great minister in the marketplace, to accept and obey the will of God as you go out. We love you very much here on the Master's Call, and we will hear you on the line tomorrow. Goodbye for now.